Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, we're going to pivot again. Morgan Valerie, Marketing Director, French Quarter Festivals, is here. Welcome to the show, Morgan.
Hello, how are you doing?
I am doing well, and I know that you are probably very excited that this weather is today and not tomorrow as y'all start the beginning of French Quarter Fest, one of my favorite festivals in the city.
Well, you know, we love to hear that. And yes, while today has been rainy and we're still in for a little bit more, we are definitely appreciative that it's happening today ahead of the festival so that we have four beautiful days of weather.
So what can we expect to experience? I was looking at the schedule and the music schedule, obviously as impressive as always.
Man, we have so much happening this year. You know, I always laugh when we're going through our planning in the fall to start preparing for next year's festivals. We always say, let's just make sure we do this right. Let's make sure we bring back all the great things that people expect from us. And, you know, we're not going to do too much more. And then before the meetings end, somehow, some way, we find a way to do so much more. So, which I don't think it's a bad thing for everyone else. We're really excited about what's going to be happening this year. We've got over 300 performances happening across those 4 days. We're bringing two new stages this year. So that's going to include the Posse Gen Solar DJ stage, as well as our culinary stage that's presented by Kingfish Kitchen and Cocktails over on the Kohlmeyer lawn. So that's going to not only bring 24 new artists at the DJ stage, but we've got these brand new chef demos. So if you've ever had interest in learning a little bit more about the recipes, what's happening behind the scenes with the chefs, it's a great stage to catch up and find out more there. BK House is a new sponsor we're working with. So our stage is that if you're a street stage person that really love our street stages on Bourbon Street, they have not gone away, but we have brought them inside to the BK House, historic house and garden. So we've got a courtyard stage and a gate garden stage as well. I'm excited for people to go and enjoy that. Some great traditional jazz music there. And we've expanded as well. So back in 2017, I believe, was the last time that we were out in Spanish Plaza near the Riverwalk. We are returning to that area. Folks that have grown accustomed to making their way down the riverfront to the Jack Daniel stage, they're going to find that the Jack Daniel stage is now over in Spanish Plaza. Maybe a little more room to spread out. We'll have some great food over there, merch booth, all the fun things that we typically have. That's been a little bit closer up on the riverfront. But just a lot of great things. I mean, we've got 16 new food vendors coming this year. The food is crazy. We've got 69 food vendors. I mean, there's literally something for every taste bud. We've got over 70 musical debuts. There's some kind of music for everyone. And, you know, it's really just a great time for people of all ages.
You guys have made it really easy as well to navigate this because you have an app, of course, right? We have an app, and you can plan out your entire day, I'm told, on that app.
You absolutely can. And so the MyFest feature in the app allows for people to be able to go straight into the app and say, hey, on Thursday, I want to make sure that I make it over to the Ibiza stage for this time. But before I hop over to the Jack Daniel stage or the Tropical Isle stage, I want to make sure I grab some food from this food vendor. You can plan out that entire day within your app. You can press the star and show that you like it. You can see when there's chef demos if you want to add that in. There's a map feature that you can take a look at so you can figure out what the distance of your walk is going to be. All that is inside of the app, and just like the festival, the app is also free and accessible to all. It also is a great way to get notifications, right? So while we're not expecting any bad weather this weekend, we may have a giveaway. We may have a stage rolling a little bit longer than usual. We may have a change in an artist's time. Those notifications are always running through the app as well, and so it's a great way to keep up with what's happening throughout the weekend.
Obviously, some of the bands that are here every year, you always have a great closing lineup on every day. I mean, the lineup is chock full. I was looking at it yesterday from beginning to end. And as you pointed out, there's a little bit of every genre of music. Whatever tickles your fancy, you're going to find it on the schedule.
You absolutely will. I mean, I think one of my favorite things about French Quarter Festival is, one, it's free, so that's always great. But because of that and us not having any gates, I get a chance, even if someone working for the festival, to stop by a stage and maybe hear an artist for the first time and realize that I may either like a genre or this musician more than I may have even realized and known if I had not had the chance to hear them. And so, you know, if you're a trad jazz person, we've got that. But if you like Cajun or Zydeco, there's also that. There is R&B. There is a little bit of funk and soul in there. We've even got the hip-hop sets that have kind of been growing with us. And, of course, our DJ stage, which is going to bring a little bit of everything. I mean, they've got some house music. They've got bounce music. They've got kind of the open format. So, you know, if you're looking for something Caribbean or Latin, there'll be that. And what I love about our we often find in our DJs in New Orleans, they love to find a way to bring in that New Orleans music into the vibe, because, as you know, we're really big about keeping it local and making sure that you're hearing all this great music and artistry that's coming from our local talent. So they make sure to bring that through on their DJ sets as well. But, yeah, I mean, there's something for everyone. We try to make sure that when you come out, you know, there's not only a stage that you can kind of find that will bring you everything you need, but some opportunities to grow that musical palette, if you will.
And we want to give a shout-out. I mean, there's too many to name, but you have the all-star lineup of sponsors. And as you said, one of the most important things about this festival, unlike most, it's free. You're able to do so through the generosity of so many great corporate sponsors. People will not be surprised by the list. They're always there through thick and thin, and they're there for French Quarter Fest.
They absolutely are. You know, we definitely want to do that shout out. I mean, our sponsors are really part of our family. They're an extended part of our office throughout the year, not just for French Quarter Festival. And while we rely on them heavily, they are really great partners and folks that we can, you know, work through things with as well. So, you know, our presenting sponsor, Chevron, not only is a presenting sponsor of the festival, but also has the Children's STEM Zone, which will be out Saturday and Sunday, which is great if you have young kids. Abita, obviously, if you like a nice cold brew, we all know that Abita is the one to go to. And so we love being able to work with them. And, of course, the Abita stage and all the great entertainment there. Jack Daniels, I mean, Brown-Forman comes through with all of our spirits across the festival grounds. And so we love them, too. But, I mean, there's so many. Broussard's is huge. They've come in not only being able to be food vendors, but also as presenting sponsors for our new culinary stage with Kingfish Kitchen and Cocktails. There's lots of things happening. You know, people ask us often about the trains. Are the trains still running across the railroad tracks? We have a partnership with the Port Nola and the Public Belt, and so they ensure that people are able to walk safely across the railroads to get to and from the festival. There's so many sponsors, and I know a lot of people say, oh, you have so many sponsors. How are you able to, you know, to be able to still do certain things? It really comes down to working with them. And all the additional assets that come out into the festival really makes a difference in being able to work with them. So we've got some new folks that are joining us this year. We're excited to bring them into the French Quarter Festival family, and looking forward to keeping those sponsorships and partnerships continued.
We're visiting with Morgan Valerie, Marketing Director, French Quarter Festivals, Inc. Morgan, any changes this year? A lot of people are always interested in traffic flow, best way to get down there. I know the footprint over the past several years has kind of been expanded, and streets are shut down to vehicular traffic. Any update there?
Yeah, so as you know, there's some construction happening on Canal Street, and so a little bit further down towards Rampart, and so it is affecting some of the streetcars and bus lines that go through. I believe that's line 37 and 38. We do keep that information updated on our website and our app. So if you go to the website and go to the Getting Around section, you'll find some info on the best ways to get to and from. We definitely encourage people to take public transportation if you can. You know, the ferry, if you're coming from the West Bank, that's an option to consider. It's a great, drops you right into the festival grounds. Of course, the streetcar and the bus lines. If you're interested in doing an Uber or Lyft, it's a great opportunity as well, because as we know, parking can be quite difficult as the crowds grow throughout the weekend. But beyond that, nothing additional that we're looking at. I think the best thing is just to consider, you know, what your route's going to be before you come. If you are looking to park, we are offering for the first time parking in our premium parking lot that is actually right on the grounds near the riverfront. You can go online and get that through our VIP passes. You can get single day parking, or you can get parking for all 4 days. And so it allows you to be sure that when you get here, you can pull right into the spot and get out whenever you're ready.
And folks, I can just tell you, I perused the website yesterday. It's really laid out well. Everything's easy access to get to. You want to spend some time in advance of going out there, and you just go to FrenchQuarterFest.org. They make it real simple for you, folks. If I can navigate it, anybody can. So, I truly appreciate saying, Morgan.
Thank you so much. That makes me really happy to hear. We try to make sure that everybody's able to fully understand what we got ready for them for those great 4 days.
Well, best of luck to you. I think if the weather holds up, y'all going to have record-setting crowds this year. I think a lot of folks are talking about it and looking forward to it. Absolutely. And hopefully projections will stay the same. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great festival.
Thank you so much. Hope to see you out there.
You can count on that. Morgan Valerie, Marketing Director of French Quarter Festivals, Inc. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.